nauseam.
We're at CM, KD4 FDI. CM, KD4 FDI.
KD4 FCM.
How are you?
Hey, very well. Looking forward to a great day. Eat out day.
Good stuff. I'm gonna do a little job over here in the neighborhood. This lady that rents out this house, she wants her grass cut. I just cut it every couple weeks, so probably just do that today. And I've got to do some stuff around the house. I've been kind of neglecting, and gotta go to the dump down 183 toward Easley.
Okay, sounds like a good day. Yeah, I'm gonna get a haircut at Great Clips a little bit. Any word on the house? Anything at all?
It went through really fast, like everything else does now, so somebody else got it, but that's all right. Not a big deal, you know. There'll be others out there, so we still have a lot to do with our house. They got the bathroom almost done. We've got to get the shower doors installed, which cost a pretty penny, and then just a little bit of work, and the bathroom should be done, and then the walk-in closet's done, so...
Neat. I'm sure it's much more livable. Neat for the kids upstairs on bathroom. That's neat. Nice little house now, really. Yeah, not going to be as warm today, but be a nice day. Gorgeous. Get the Great Clips. Hopefully when they open about 8:30. Get my hair cut. That's about it.
Good. I need to get my hair cut, too. I've been going to this guy down on Poinsett Highway. It's called the Furman Barbershop. You ever heard of it?
Where it is down near that little automotive place on the right down there, I've seen it. Yeah, hey, I hope Gary's one step closer to coming. Not that I would ever do it, I would carry concealed anyhow, but the Senate recommended it and fast-tracked it, so I say the next week looks like very well open carry will be a law here, too.
Well, I don't mind that. That sounds good. So, yeah, so where are you guys eating out tonight?
I think Silver Bay. Salmon, sweet potato, hush puppies, water, that's about it. Favorite eat out. Big enough, so I have enough for tomorrow, too. Yeah, I would still conceal carry. I'd never open carry, but at least if your shirt comes up and you're sitting down, no reason for alarm. So that's only benefit of it for me. KD4FDI, W4FCM. I'm losing my voice already with the pollen. This is going to be high again.
It was really rough yesterday. I was sneezing a few different times, and usually I never sneeze, but the wind was so strong, it was just pushing all that pollen just to kind of in my face, and we had to roll the windows up, and we're driving in the truck, and just to keep from getting the pollen inside the vehicle, so, but yeah, that's good. Well, all right, well, let me let you run, and nice hearing you again. Come in pretty strong on this frequency.
It's a great repeater. I appreciate all the guys that maintain it. Christopher takes this test tomorrow. So it'll be him as of tomorrow, I think. All right, son, love you, and have a good day working. Be careful, and I'm just around the corner of the Great Cliffs, so not a whole lot today. KD4FDI, W4FCM signing.
Hey, Dad, we'll catch you later. W4FCM, this is KD4FDI. CSA Mobile.
Access mobile listening.
Keith, man, 4 MMW. Early this morning.
I am. I'm out and about. Picked up a customer yesterday. Got to run and replace the condenser fan motor. I'm just going to get the motor right now and head over and take care of that. And then we're going to go with the kids up to Spartanburg. I guess there's some kind of dinosaur exhibit going on. We're going to do a drive-through thing.
Just don't let them smack you out of the car.
The kids or the dinosaur?
The kids. Of course, they might sneak the dinosaur into the car if you're not careful.
our grandson, Christian, he's going to go bananas when he sees him. He loves dinosaurs.
Here, my son had a flat tire. He'd already had one, so we were going to be getting in the process of going to fix it, but he had nothing this morning, so I had to go pick. somebody to open up so I can get two tires.
Gotcha, gotcha. Hey, I was going to say, another flat tire might be ready for tires, huh?
That's a problem. It's time to change about.
There's construction going on, especially going into these neighborhoods, and you don't know, you know, nails are flying off the roof or whatever. You got to be real careful these days.
Yesterday, he picked up a spike. It went in the tire, and don't know how long it's been in there, and it rubbed the sidewall, and then it blew out on him.
Well, sidewalls you can't repair. Well, I tell you what happened. When I first got my Dodge here, they put all new tires on, and these are expensive tires because they have a low profile. And I was getting ready to come up to the Carolinas back in 2017, and I had a slow leak in one. I was like, oh boy, picked up something. So I got over to the tire shop, and you know, normally they, you know, put the plug in from the inside and all that kind of stuff, and they couldn't plug this because it was a Romex. You ever see those Romex nails? It's like a U-nail, and it was stuck, and it made two holes right next to each other in the tire. Boy, that got me bad. I had a tire.
Bill up.
Biddle, man, N4MFW Mobile.
N4NSF Mobile, okay, find that Bill L. I was just for a second, I heard y'all talking and heard one of y'all had a railroad spike in the tire. I was just wondering if it was a Kia. I was at the Kia in Greer yesterday with the same issue with the nail in the tire, getting it repaired. And they were saying that someone had came in recently with a railroad spike in the tire.
Where he picked it up, he travels from Greer to Easley, so there's no telling where he picked that big old nail up.
He took it to Kia. That was just kind of coincidental, but I was talking to a man there yesterday about it.
It was a Dodge, I think it's a Caliper.
Okay. I'll let you get on back out of here and let y'all have your conversation. We'll talk to you later. I just wanted to jump in just for a second. KE5WLL to the group, clear. 7-3.
You have a good day, and be careful out there. It's going to be pretty. N4MFW Mobile. Back to you, Brother Dave.
Yeah, they couldn't fix it. They could have fixed it, but they wouldn't have guaranteed to fix because of the cable staple.
I had a problem like that with my wife's tire when she went to go see her daddy at the nursing home. She came from work over there, and then she called me and says, I got a flat tire. So, well, I fixed it, man, some big old electrical connection over on in the middle of the road stuck in the side of the tire on the inside. So I rode back over here to the tire place, and they repaired, it was able to be repaired. They did that, and I sworn it the next day. Something else popped up in the tires, and they said, you gotta to go see what's going on in the route. I said, that's why I got insurance, bud.
Oh, yeah. You know, heck of a lot of road debris out there these days. Guys dropping vinyl siding everywhere. Oh my God, these guys aren't paying attention to what they're doing.
Where are you dropping? Hope not out here on 29.
Yeah, I just turned off. Here. He's got a regular trailer on back of his pickup truck, and he's dropping vinyl siding everywhere out of the box. Goodness.
That one was open.
Well, they didn't. Probably didn't strap it down right.
The case. Dad, he opened the box to look in it to see if he had the right color. he's got to put tape on the box.
Now, somebody was beeping at him as I went by. I made the turn here. I'm not sure what road I'm on. Anyway, I'm heading towards R.E. Michael to go get that motor.
Catch you later. I'm back over here close to the car. You have a safe day, and don't let dinosaurs eat you up. And be careful, don't feed the animals either. I don't think they'd like for you to do that. You have a Sunburn. See you later. N4MFW Mobile.
All right, Jimmy. I'll hear from you later, I guess. KB2HXS 73. N4NMW KB2HXS.